It is budget season, and the Chapel Hill Town Council heard the initial recommendation from interim town manager Chris Blue last night, and that involves an 11% increase over last year's budget. It'll be paid for by roughly a 10% tax hike. It also includes a 5% raise for town employees and lots of money going toward maintaining current services and facilities around town. We spoke with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger at length about the budget proposal earlier in the show. You can find the audio of that conversation in the News on the Hill section of chapelboro.com. Meanwhile, the Chatham County Commissioners also recently heard their budget proposal from the county manager, and then they made that available to the public ahead of some public comment sessions coming up for Chatham County residents. Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, spoke with me last week to share some of the highlights in that proposed budget.
We will be having public hearings on the budget on May 15th and 16th. But the big items are a school district that is requiring, you know, significant investment. We are strongly supportive of Chatham County Public Schools, and not just investing in the materials for the functionality of classrooms, but also for those teachers, to keep good teachers in the classroom. It's just under $5 million expansion for Chatham County Schools. We're anticipating that social services will see significant increases in demands for services because of Medicaid expansion. So we're looking at approximately 11 new positions. And in Parks and Rec, in the tax office, in some of our facilities offices, we're looking at growth and expanding the workforce. One good thing to keep in mind is that the recommended budget is holding the tax rate steady. In difficult times, even though we are seeing significant demands for additional services and additional personnel, we are balancing our budget in a way to be able to address that through the increase in excise taxes that we've seen, the increase in sales taxes that we've been able to collect, and try to hold that residential tax rate or property tax rate steady so that we're not unduly burdening current residents for this future need.
That's Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, speaking there. The Chatham County Commissioners will have a community feedback session on both May 15th and 16th on the proposed budget. UNC Health has been working to expand its facilities in Easttown. Over the course of the next 25 years, they plan to add 8 to 10 new medical office buildings off of 15501. Project will come with spaces for research and more outpatient services, but a big topic of discussion has been where the employees working in those buildings will be able to live. Here's 97.9 The Hill's Brianna Adkinson with more.
At a Chapel Hill Town Council meeting in January, council members raised concerns about where potential Easttown development employees will live. They requested that UNC Health contribute to affordable housing options nearby, but the health system expressly said it does not want to construct its own housing. In response, UNC Health proposed a $5 million affordable housing loan fund at the council's April 26 meeting. Chapel Hill's Housing and Community Director, Sarah Vinyas, said the loan could fund 500 to 1,000 units.
This level of commitment from UNC Health, if approved, would represent the largest contribution of a healthcare institution in North Carolina.
The fund could be used for both existing and new affordable housing and subsidies. And if the loan is paired with bank funding, it has the potential of growing into a $40 million loan fund.
This is a very exciting opportunity for the town, for us to partner with UNC Health on affordable housing for the first time.
One of the organizations that could use the funding is Habitat for Humanity. CEO Jennifer Player said a loan fund like this could help them build more homes and acquire more land.
We cannot rely on private philanthropy to solve our affordable housing crisis here in Chapel Hill. And what they're offering now goes beyond that type of philanthropic commitment. What UNC Health is proposing with the revolving loan fund would provide affordable housing developers like Habitat with something that we sorely need, which is affordable, low-interest capital.
In addition to an increased need for housing, the Easttown development will likely come with an increased need for town services. At the moment, however, a payment keeping up with those services isn't included in the full amount proposed by UNC Health. During their April 26 meeting, several council members shared concerns about this, including Michael Parker.
not getting any additional direct revenue to the town that we can use for policing, fire, other, you know, you pay for your medicine, you pay for your all your other services. It seems to me entirely appropriate that you would pay for essential services that the town is going to provide.
Councilmember Camille Berry echoed this point.
They are services. They're not icing on the cake. They're your insurance policy should something happen.
Some council members said they thought the affordable housing funding as a whole wasn't enough to offset the needs of future employees. Adam Searing suggested UNC Health find better opportunities to increase it.
I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that are floating around. It just seems like for something that's so important as the housing for, which will be a lot of your employees, I would think, that we could come up with a little more money. If you all are able to do, you know, $400 million in charity care, surely we can, you know, find a little bit more money for doing that.
UNC Health says they aren't considering any greater contribution than the $5 million at this time. In addition to housing, any future employees would create more parking needs. UNC Health's plans include several parking decks, but one's placement in particular brought both council and community concerns, the Hickory Oak Forest. Rachel Willis is on Chapel Hill's Stormwater Management Utility Advisory Board. She says the area is one of the state's national heritage sites and home to mature trees and slopes that can't be found anywhere else in Chapel Hill, both of which are important for stormwater management.
It is unique. There is none other like it in this area. There's only 66 of them across the state, and it's those trees on mature slopes that really give you the cleaning of the water when you have sudden precipitation events, which we're all now well aware of.
Councilmember Amy Ryan suggested that UNC Health consider selling the land to conservationists.
The preservation of the North 20 is key. I think even if you need parking at some point, there's a lot of land around you and we can figure it out. This is the only thing like this in town, right? We have very, very few opportunities to do something of this magnitude on an environmental level.
Overall, Mayor Pam Hemminger and other town council members say they are in support of the expansion and look forward to what UNC Health has planned.
We all really respect UNC Healthcare, want them in our community, as you've heard. We want to figure a way to, yes, we're getting so close, we can make this go.
Town Council will discuss and take action on the UNC Health Easttown development again on May 24th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brianna Atkinson.
Thank you, Brianna. You can find a print version of that story by visiting chapelboro.com. And unfortunately for us, that was Brianna's last story filed for 97.9 The Hill. She is on to whatever great things come next for her. We will miss her talents dearly here, but she will definitely be hearing Brianna's name again in the future. Speaking of a young person with great talent, East Chapel Hill High School student and friend of the program, Teresa Fang, won an art competition. We learned last month that she'll have a piece of artwork on display in the United States Capitol building. It's called Small Businesses in My Hometown. And the competition was sponsored by members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Representative Valerie Fouché announced first, second, and third place winners for our district earlier this month. You can visit the news article on chapelboro.com to read more and see an image of the winning artwork. Reminder that UNC commencement is this weekend. It's going to be Sunday morning at 9 a.m. You can expect an entire weekend of busyness in Chapel Hill as seniors are taking their victory laps. And you can check the article on chapelboro.com for details on commencement schedule, parking, and more. We also got some restaurant news today, as there will be a new sandwich shop opening on Franklin Street. Capriotti's will be opening on May 16th. The sub shop specializes in cheesesteaks. Time now to talk sports. And we will start our sports conversation with the unfortunate news out of the transfer portal this afternoon. And that unfortunate news is that sophomore DeMarco Dunn has entered the transfer portal. That makes seven players from last year's squad who have now explored options for going elsewhere. This one stings particularly. Dunn saw his minutes go up greatly between his freshman and sophomore season. One of the highest quality performers off the bench for the Tar Heels last season. 6'4 wing, originally from Tucson, Arizona, did not make any starts during his time in Chapel Hill. But that also means that the two-man recruiting class of 2021 is no more. Dontrez Styles now at Georgetown, and DeMarco Dunn going TBD. And unfortunate to see that happen, but that's the way of college basketball in 2023. In other sports news, we've got Tar Heel Women's Golf with an interesting story yesterday. They had a pretty rough outing at the regional competition out in Washington State. They finished ninth overall and did not advance to the NCAA championships. Got to finish in the top five to get there. However, they tied a school record by shooting a 12 under par on Wednesday, an absolutely dominant third round performance. It was not enough as they entered the day in 11th place. They were able to climb out to 9th. But again, a single round record for the UNC women's golf team yesterday, 12 under par. Congratulations to them, even though the season has come to a bit of a premature end. Got some Tar Heel teams in action today. UNC baseball hosts NC State. They've got a three-game set starting tonight. First pitch at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 97.9 The Hill. ACC softball tournament gets underway for the softball team. They're up in South Bend, and they'll be facing Clemson at 7:30. And we also learned that four members of that team just made all ACC honors. Abby Settlemyer made the first team, Lily Backus and Alex Brown on the second team, and Kirsten Lycia made the third team. Track and field is in Raleigh at the ACC Outdoor Championships, which start today. And the UNC women's tennis team is getting set for NCAA tournament action. And this could be a bit of a showcase. Top-seeded Heels host 16-seed Florida. It is tomorrow at the brand-new Chuning Tennis Center. Winner gets a spot in the quarterfinals. Head coach Brian Culbis says he wants to see you in the stands and why it's important for folks to get out there and support the team in this fantastic new facility.
I mean, you're going to see the best players in the country that will be future pros. You see them at the ground level. We have a lot of players that will be on the pro tour. And then to be able to come in at our stadium, there's incredible viewing spots from areas where it's covered. There's a courtyard where you can get food and drinks, and they sell alcohol. So, I mean, that's a draw for some people. And to be able to sit there on court level and watch matches, you know, right by the concession area and the restroom building, there's not a facility in the country that has that ability. So, and then wrap around, you can actually, you know, sit behind the courts and from different angles. So there's, you know, tremendous variation of viewing opportunities for fans to see the best college players in the country and in the world, and see, you know, them before they become truly the best pros in the world.
Brian Culbis speaking there. The Tar Heel versus Gator matchup gets underway tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the brand new Chuning Tennis Center here in Chapel Hill. In the pros, Durham Bulls lost a tough one last night. They fell 7-1 at Charlotte. They'll do game 3 of that series tonight at 7. Also tonight at 7, Hurricanes are on the road against New Jersey. Canes lead that series 3-1. Game 5 starts at 7 p.m., trying to move on to the third round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.